Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. We know that when it does come to the topic of charity, we hold it, this topic, very close to our hearts, because we want to be as human as possible with our feelings. And Islam does encourage us very much to be not only compassionate, but stand in solidarity with those who are around us who are not as fortunate as you and I. And that's why sadaqah is given in different levels. Depending on your financial capacity, depending on what it is that you are able to do or have. And that's why we said that there are many applications of sadaqah. Doesn't necessarily need to be money. For example, you are in university and you know that there's a poor family, and the poor family can't afford to have a tutor. You tutor their children. That's the best form of sadaqah, like all the other very, very good forms of sadaqah. So we need to expand in our understanding of what sadaqah represents. And all of it is for the sake of other people who are around you. You want to elevate their status in the society. You want to improve their welfare. You want to make sure that medication is facilitated for them, or water, or anything else along those lines. And of course, that's really, really heart lifting. You know, it does really give you that motivation that you need. And that's why there are many effects for sadaqah. And we did say that sadaqah repels evil. We did say that sadaqah removes a bad omen from you, removes your nuhusa. If you were to build a Husayniyah, that's the best sadaqah jariyah. And all these other wonderful examples of sadaqah. Now, on the other side, the receiver, the person who is poor, do they demand sadaqah? Do they beg on the streets? Here, what is the Islamic approach? We know that Islam makes sure that as Muslims, we need to have the highest level of izzatun nafs, of self-respect, self-honor, self-esteem. And we never allow ourselves to be degraded or humiliated by ourselves or by someone else. And therefore, when a person does get to that stage of begging, that is them humiliating themselves. And that's why al-istijda, begging, is something reprehensible by our religion, Islam. A person doesn't need to get to that stage, of course, because hopefully, as Muslims, we are accommodating to the financial needs of people who are around us. And we know, unfortunately, we also know for a fact that there are many people out there who are fake, who are not genuine, who are probably richer than you, probably gain an income higher than you, but yet they have accustomed themselves to begging on the streets, unfortunately. And even as far as a city is concerned, it's not a very nice kind of image for the city to allow beggars to roam around. And of course, this also leads to many, many other social problems, like mafia groups with begging, theft through begging, and all of these other issues, fraud and everything else, unfortunately. Of course, when it does come to you being needless, this is a very important, noble kind of position that someone should have. But interestingly is, we need to understand that we should not be allowing ourselves to lower our value by putting out, extending our hand out and, you know, becoming a beggar.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatih ul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih ul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, Inna Allaha yuhibbu al-muhayyi al-muta'affif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a chaste, modest person. وَيُبْغِذُ الْبَذِيءَ السَّائِلَ الْمُلْحِفِ. And he hates a person who is vulgar in their language, of course, and also someone who asks in the sense of begging in that particular sense. Shi'ati, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he also says, from among the descriptions of who a Shi'i is, Shi'ati men, so-and-so-and-so-and-so, لَمْ يَسْأَلِ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ مَاتَ جُعَانِ. A Shi'i is someone who will never ask people, even if it means that they're going to die out of hunger. So from our side, as you know, people who want to be kind and nice and generous and pay sadaqah, we need to make sure that we accommodate to the needs of people. From the other side, someone who is in need, you know, inshallah, their risk will come to them. But if they get to that stage of begging, then of course that is where everything is going to fall apart for them. And that's why, you know, it's not something in any way endorsed or approved of socially or Islamically, especially in the case of you are not able to verify the genuinity of their cases. Now, when it comes to why we need to deal with the issue of beggars and these kind of things, there's a variety of ahadith that Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam speak about as far as why a person who does ask for money and they're not poor, why would they be, for example, seemed as being condemned in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? From Imam Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, it says, مَنْ يَسْأَلْ مِنْ غَيْرِ فَقْرٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا يَأْكُلُ الْجَمْرِ. Someone who asks at the time not being poor, that it is like as if they are eating, they are consuming coal. Variety of other things can be mentioned about this, but we will leave it at that. وَالْحَمْدُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّاهِرِينَ.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind, a momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.